Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, today we're really going to get into the subject, a familiar subject if you've walked with the Lord for any length of time, and that is some simple but very basic truths. And sometimes, even if we've walked with the Lord for years, we need to be reminded of sometimes the basics, because they are so basic and learned early in our Christian walk that sometimes we just need to be reminded of them. We're not as focused and don't have the clarity of understanding that we should have. So with the help of the Holy Spirit, we will have greater and greater comprehension of the power and authority God has given to us to be able to do those works that Jesus has called us to do, and even greater works. All right, so let's make a distinction now, by definition, between power and authority. They're not the same. And for those of you who know me, I love the dictionary. And I'm not going to read all the definition of power, but let me share with you what Webster's has to say. Power is the ability to do or act or produce. Secondly, it's a specific ability or faculty, for example, the power of hearing. And thirdly, a great ability to do, act, or affect strongly, vigor, force, strength. Okay, so that's the dictionary definition of power. And let's go now to authority. Authority. And I'm just going to share the first couple of meanings. Primarily, it is the power or right to give commands, enforce obedience, take action, or make final decisions. Jurisdiction. A second concept or aspect of authority is such power as delegated to another. Authorization. Warrant. He has my authority to do it. And well, let me show you, power or influence resulting from knowledge, prestige, or I'll read one more, the citation of a writing decision, etc., in support of an opinion, action, and so on. Anyway, so that's the dictionary definition of power and authority, and there really is a distinction between them. But in order to understand what we've been given, let's look very briefly at the life of Jesus. As far as the canon of Scripture is concerned, Jesus, after his episode where he was at 12 years of age, was in the temple teaching the learned lawyers and Pharisees and Sadducees, he returned, you know, he was left behind for a couple of days, and when his parents returned for him, it says he went back to Nazareth. He was subject to them, and he grew in wisdom and knowledge and favor with God and man. And it's not until the age of approximately 30 that he began his public ministry. And so as far as any miracles, as far as the canon of Scripture is concerned, there are no recorded miracles. His ministry begins when he actually, that first miracle was at Canaan, and at that point in time, he begins to draw and call the disciples to him. And as we look at the Gospel of Mark, in that very first chapter with Mark, it begins with, after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And saying, this is what he said, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent ye and believe the gospel. And so as he called James and John and Simon and Andrew. It says they went into Capernaum and entered the Sabbath day, and he entered into the synagogue and taught. And verse 22 says, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And then in verse 27, going down just a bit, and when he was casting out unclean spirits, it says in verse 27, they were all amazed, inasmuch that they questioned among themselves, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Verse 28, of course, is immediately his fame spread abroad through all the region round about Galilee. Okay, and so we know, according to Scripture, that Jesus walked in that power and authority. He was sinless perfection. He was absolutely God, and he was man. And in the Gospel of, it is Luke, the final chapter there, it says he encounters, he is speaking to his disciples, and the Great Commission, if you will, he says in verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are my witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Now, the interesting thing, as we look at the earthly ministry of Jesus, when it was time for him to begin his ministry, remember he went in, I want to take the time to read it, he met John, and John says, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and he requests John baptize him, and he says, Lord, I need to be baptized of you, and he said, suffer it to let us fulfill all righteousness. And so he baptized Jesus, and as he came out of the water, the appearance of the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove came upon him. Jesus is our example. And so even though he was sinless, never needed to repent of any sin, we see that before he began his ministry, the empowering of the Holy Spirit came upon him. He did the works that he did as the perfect Son of Man. That's why he could commission us. And then, of course, he was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness. He fasted 40 days and was tested by the devil. And so what he did when he had appointed 12, it says in Mark, the third chapter, verse 14, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach and have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. So what do we see here? We see that he was giving them delegated power, and also the delegated authority that he had. But as we understand, the Holy Spirit wonderfully came on the king, the priest, and the prophet in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit did not dwell within them because Jesus hadn't come yet. And when Jesus, remember what, when in the garden, Jesus, the Father spoke to Adam and Eve, and he said, the seed of the woman will bruise that seed, who is Jesus, would bruise the head of the serpent, which of course is the devil, and you would bruise his heel, speaking as he cursed the serpent. So we know that the Holy Spirit came upon the priest, the prophet, and the king, because to fulfill their duties as king or priest or prophet. And when Jesus came, he delegated the authority he had, the power and authority, to his disciples while he was there. But then something very exciting happens we see that in the Gospel of John, let me turn to it, he had suffered and died, and they were afraid, of course. They were all gathered together. And it says, then the same day at evening, this was the first day of the week. This is after Jesus resurrected, and Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she'd seen the Lord and what the things that he had shared with her. It says, the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. And Jesus, of course, came in their midst. He says, peace be unto you. He showed them his hands, his side. They were glad. He said in verse 21, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you. And look at the very next verse. And when he had said this, because now he had suffered and died, they could actually be born again. They had been operating under delegated authority. He breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So at that point, at least in my understanding, I don't profess to be any Bible scholar, they were saved. And so when he said to them in the Gospels, as he's about to be ascending into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father, basically, he, on earth, he had that authority. He says that you may, remember when, in chapter 2 of Mark, when he healed the man who had been sick of the palsy, it says, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and walk, which he did. And so what we are seeing is a legal transfer of power and authority to his disciples. And we're going to look at that a little more clearly tomorrow. I invite you to join me at the same time, or feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But as always, I invite you to write, share your prayer needs, and know that I will send back whatever will be an encouragement and comfort and inspiration to your heart, as well as pray for you. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.